Molly's army moves in, but arrives too late. 3 days after the attack in the Bankas commune of central Mali, the Al-Qaeda fighters are long gone. This is what is left of a once bustling market. Over the weekend, young men on motorbikes, armed with machine guns, fired indiscriminately. Most of the people in the village were shot dead. After days of continuous gunfire, there's an eerie and unsettling calm. What's lingering is the smell of charred bodies. Al-Qaeda fighters burned entire villages as families slept in their huts. Hundreds of people were killed in an attack that lasted 72 hours. An uncomfortable gathering, the survivors face the army that has again failed to protect them. They struggled to hide their grief and anger. They had called for help in the early hours of Saturday morning. Why didn't the Malian army, that's supported by Russian fighters, intervene, wonders this man. And where were any of the 14,000 UN peacekeeping troops that have the mandate to protect them? So many questions left unanswered by the authorities.
Why, when you are alerted, do you not respond on time, but just after the tragedy? This worries us a lot, because we call before the attackers arrived. Yet, these people are afraid even of a mere noise from a plane.
The governor responds saying Malians have to be patient, and that God willing, there will be peace. While no one has claimed responsibility, Malian authorities believe the Fulani preacher Amadou Koufa, who heads a local Al-Qaeda affiliate, orchestrated the attack. This is the beginning of the rainy season, and Fulani herders encroach on farmland to feed their cattle. With increasing numbers of droughts, the Malian army accuses Al-Qaeda of fomenting ethnic tensions between Fulani herders and local farmers.
The lesson we have learned today is to be patient and avoid violence against each other. We did not inherit this from our ancestors. It is new violence that has crept in.
The number of people killed in attacks by armed groups in Mali has doubled in the last year. Attacks are spreading beyond its borders to neighboring countries. The Malian army seems overwhelmed and one step behind these armed groups that many fear are gaining ground in central Mali. Nicholas Hawk, Al Jazeera,